I just want us to share about something that is very interesting and powerful. You know, there's power in a small group of believers. How many men did Jesus concentrate on? 12. Thank God for this attendance. Sometimes the elite must come. Sometimes the elite must come to be empowered. Let's go back to the word. I just want us to reflect on some certain things. In most of the cases, what destroys people, whether it's the church, secular people, politics, you name everything, it's failure to know how systems work. Why is ANC failing? You want to know why? They never sat down with you to teach them on how systems work. Why are we having such a powerful Christ, but we can't impact the same? How systems work. Now, everybody came and said, pray. We did pray. Then they moved another step ahead. They said what? Fast. We did fasted. And they said what? Go for revivals. We set up revivals. Is there any change? What went wrong? Systems worked against us. Now, it's easy for anybody to be raised by the Lord. Very easy. You don't have to be born in a specific family. You don't have to have any specific color of skin. You don't even have to be an academic. You don't have to occupy any formidable position in the society. The Lord will raise you once He teaches you His systems. Are you aware that the most complex thing, the most complex thing that looks two black brothers, a younger brother and an elder brother confused. The system is working against us, you know. My ear is like that of an elephant. Be careful of it. Yes. Thank you so much. Yes. Now, one of the most intricate things is Jesus Christ. He may look simple to all of us, but it's not. If there's any difficult, very difficult concept to understand is Jesus Christ. And once you grasp who Jesus is, wow, you flow with Him. I'm turning 25 years of full time into the ministry. Let me tell you one thing. The most complex thing I had to study was Jesus. I received Him as the Lord and Savior of my life. I preached His gospel. Yet I did not know who He was. And that affected on how He will operate in my life. That negatively impacted on my ministry. At some point, it frustrated me. Because I was doing what others are doing. Arrange conference, revival, crusades, conference, revival, crusades. But because I'm a non-conformer, I was raised a non-conformer, not a naughty child, non-conformer. That's the exact name. I was getting bored of doing the same thing. Conference speaker, revival, crusade. Conference, conference speaker, revival, crusade. So forth and so forth. Sunday, church service. Sunday, church service. Wednesday, teaching service. Now, Christ, don't we have... I went to the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, I'm bored. And I'm dipping into depression. I don't know you. Can I know you better? Now, he did not, it looks like he was not listening to me. I went to him and said, drop your GPS, I'll come where you are. Now, it looks like it was a joke, but it was interesting for him, and he started connecting with me. Now, let me show you where Jesus' issue starts. Now, from the Old Testament, after men fall into sin. Now, let's have an image of Nelson Mandela. He has passed on, right? But if the image, a huge billboard of Nelson Mandela, can fall down, what will we say? Mandela's image has collapsed. What drew the attention of the falling of the fallen man? It was not Adam and Eve fell into sin. It was what? The image of God fell. Now, it was not like angels fell. It was the image of God fell. And you know, you want to know what happened? In heaven, Christ then was not blood and flesh. He was the Word. And this Word was not a book. No. It was a huge scroll. It's Revelation 5, right? Yes. And then this huge scroll had how many seals? 7 seals. Now, this scroll is the scroll that created everything known and unknown to us. It literally seized. Because no one could open the 7 seals of the scroll. Then, there was a huge concern in heaven from angels, cherubs, living creatures, and all, you know, top hierarchical leadership of the kingdom of heaven, that we've got a challenge in the kingdom. The scroll, no one can open up the 7 seals of the scroll. And we've discovered that no one in heaven where we are, nor on earth as a planet, even underneath earth, can open the 7 seals. The Bible says there's no tears in heaven, but that day angels cried. Because they know the cessation, the locked scroll, will negatively impact the entire creation. Now, this is what happened. Angels started crying that it looks like the kingdom is in trouble. Another angel stood up, who walks from the altar of Christ, and said, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah has triumphed. And then now, it had to happen on earth later. Because what happens in heaven or the heavenlies, it's gonna happen on real time in our physical world. Can I shock you? That's the reason why when they prophesied Christ, they never said he's going to be beaten and castrated. They were not prophesying into the future. They say he was. Because it happened. Now, earth came late to capture. Earth captured it late. because of different timelines. Can I decode who Jesus is today? Now, listen very carefully. God started a plan of redemption. From where? 12 sons of Jacob. And it had to start with DNA cleansing. Immediately when man fell into sin, Satan took the three keys that were given to man. The key of the land, air and sea. The keys of dominion. When God created man, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Have dominion over the birds of the air. Have dominion over everything on land. And have dominion over every living thing in the water. It's a trilogical impacting power. Meaning, God gave mankind keys for three things. Land, waterborne, and sea. And air. Yes. Air and space, of course. Now listen very carefully. When Adam fell into sin, God started the redemptive program. How do we start seeing the redemption of believers? 12 sons of Jacob. One was a prophet, Joseph. And then one was his closer partner. Who's that closer partner? Judah. And then they started saying what? Let's trade him. Let's kill him. And then they threw him into the pit, you know everything. But immediately after that, when Christ had to come, there are certain characters in the Bible that migrated on timeline from the old into the new. Because Christ is heavy. Not everybody can handle, let alone can become a stepfather to Christ. Now, let's go back to Joseph. Who's Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus? The first Joseph. Came back. How? He even gave an order to Israelites that when you leave this place, take my bones with you. And buried my bones where? To the promised land. Why? He still has an unfinished business. And is still waiting for his true wife, Mary. Now, let's get this clear. They took the bones. Now, the other intricate thing was the return of the grandfather of Jesus. Who's the grandfather of Jesus? You know it's David. You know it's Abraham. But who's the exact lion of the tribe of Judah? Judah himself had to come back to help Jesus as Judas Iscariot. Scary? Are you watching a horror movie? I want to show you something. Now, listen very carefully. Who's Judas Iscariot? Is he the betrayer? The traitor? Huh? The one who will betray Christ? How many disciples did Jesus choose? He chose 11, not 12. He chose 11. The 12th one was selected by God to fulfill scriptures. That's the weight. Who's the 12th one? Judas Iscariot. Who's Judas Iscariot? Judah, the grandfather of Christ, has returned. I'll show you. Why am I in church? Judas Iscariot is the one who opened the church. Let's go back to the word. It's Genesis chapter 49. When you read it, the Bible talks about what? I just want to introduce this thing so that I come back and finish it. Can I do it like a movie? Now listen to it. It's episode 1. Judas Iscariot is Judah. And is the most senior of all those 12 guys. Jesus selected 11 because he's the 12th. The 13th is Judas Iscariot. And the assignment of Judas Iscariot was to open up the church. for people to go to church. Let's go to a prophecy of Judah, of Genesis. What does the Bible say? The Bible says, the scepter of rulership will not depart from the house of Judah. Right? And Judah will reign. Justice will not depart from his feet. Right? Until Shiloh comes. Who's Shiloh? Jesus. Through whom all nations of the world will gather. Now, I want you to understand Judas Iscariot better. So that you avoid Confucianism. When we started with Doc Harry at Bolivia Lodge, we were sitting down on teaching people the proper way so that they don't confuse concepts. Now, this is what Paul writes. If they would have known that he's Christ, referring to Satan, they were not going to crucify him. Now, God and Christ had to hide everything in deep mystery. Have you heard Jesus saying, I'm God? Why was he not saying it publicly? Because it can be handpicked by those who will refuse to crucify him. Because they will have known he's coming to open 7 seals. That will forever change the kingdom of darkness. Now listen very carefully. Judas Iscariot. Jews are intelligent. You want to know what was happening at the cross? Christ faced the kingdom of darkness and used the system they used against us. It was a pure deception of the deceiver. The whole thing of the cross. The first and foremost that you must know, last time when I came here I told you and showed you who crucified Christ, right? Christ had to be crucified by bowls of Pishon, demonic powers, and all those things. And Christ had to follow the sequences of the biblical prophecy, without which he cannot be a Messiah. One being is Zechariah chapter 11. Check it out for us, maybe. Zechariah chapter 11. Zechariah going to be a shepherd for a day, and he got a wage of 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to Zechariah, throw 30 pieces of silver in the temple. What does it mean? If there's no throwing of 30 pieces of silver inside the temple, Jesus is not the Messiah. 11:13. Read it for us. And the Lord said to me, cast into the potter the magnificently at which I'm prized by them. And Zechariah took 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. I want to show you something. Your salvation cost the blood and money. Judas Iscariot had to look for money from the kingdom of darkness. Because the kingdom of darkness had slaves. 30 pieces of silver is a value that buys slaves. And then prior the crucifixion of Christ, Yahweh came down to earth to prepare a table. According to Psalm 23, he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. But Christ knew who Judas Iscariot was. He was his grandfather. Let me show you another proof. The kiss proves that Judah is senior. Many are saying it's a kiss of betrayal. That's not true. According to the jury law, if a son goes to war, the father must go examine him and kiss him as an act of releasing him to war. Jesus is from the tribe of Judah. Judah is from the tribe of Judah. Bloodline, the same. And then he said, before that, what did Jesus say? On the table, the Last Supper, one of you will betray me. Why did Jesus say it? Because hell was watching. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. The entire leadership of hell was already there. And then Jesus stood and said, one of you will betray me to appetize Satan to come close. He wanted to know the traitor and the betrayer. Come on. I want you to understand what God did and who Christ is. Now listen very carefully. Very much carefully on this one. Immediately after that, Judah went to Christ after, but before he could go, he asked them, what will you give me? They said what? 30 pieces of silver to match the prophecy of Zechariah. And what did Zechariah do? The Bible says what? He tended the flock for the whole day. And then what does it mean if Jesus, and he said, I want a salary of a day. What was the salary of a day for? Tendering the flock. What does it imply? A shepherd will come and he will work the whole day. What was Jesus doing the whole day? Were they beating him up, crucifying him and all those things? No. In the realm of the spirit, he was shepherding a flock from all kingdoms that be in darkness. And he had to be paid 30 pieces of silver as his salary. Whose money was that 30 pieces of silver? It was Jesus Christ's day salary. And who had to take that money? His grandfather, his close cousin, had to go and take it, without which he cannot be the Messiah. It looks like you're watching The Bold and the Beautiful. Come on! Let's come back to this. I want you to understand Christ so that you will love him more. If you know, if you can understand the mystery of the salvation you've received, it will connect you more. You know, we are forcing people to pray. And the reason why we force people to pray, we force people to read the word, is because they don't know who Christ is. Once you know the systems, you flow easily. Now listen very carefully. Judas Iscariot took what? The money. And he said, the one I'm going to kiss. And it was a kiss of releasing Christ to work and to war. Paul writes, I still repeat, if they would have known, they were not going to crucify him. Now, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, through him all things were created, nothing was created without him, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. What was Christ doing at Gethsemane? He was the Word that became flesh. He was loosening the seven seals inside of him. He overworked as he was loosening the seven seals, such that his sweat turned to be blood. Because the connection of the scroll and the flesh was even hitting his flesh. It's about time we got very deep with you. You got to understand this? That's the reason why his sweat turned to be blood. Because he was unsealing the seven seals. Loosening them. And then, where was Judas? Judas took the money. Judas took the money. Why did Judas took the money? The devil read the weight. And he was expecting a prophet to throw money. Not a fact. Who will betray Christ?
What was happening was the kingdom of heaven plagued the kingdom of darkness. And the devil went into it with all his head and tail. Then, how many major wounds did Christ had? 7 major wounds. Thorny crown, 1, 2, 3, 4, 39 stripes, 5, 6, 7 nails. Why 7 major wounds? Because he was unsealing the 7 seals of the scroll. Now, even when he returned, to prove that he was a scroll, even when he returned, when Christ returned, the Bible says on his thigh it's written, King of Kings. What is King of Kings? King of Kings is a scroll. The name of a scroll that had 7 seals. Now, because the scroll, when it entered the flesh, it left the title of the name of the scroll on his thigh. The book of Revelation says when he appears on his dress and on his thigh, he's written King of Kings. That's the remnant of the name of the scroll. It's not a tattoo. The Bible says he's given a title above all the title. What's that title? King of Kings. What's the name of that scroll with 7 seals? King of Kings. Now let's come back to this. 7 major wounds unsealed and open up 7 seals. When Christ was busy opening up the 7 seals for the whole day, or shepherding for the whole day, who had to take his salary of hard work for a day? Judas Iscariot. Why are you in church? Why do you dress up, look nice, do your nice hairstyle like I did? Eh? Why do you look beautiful, put on some perfume when you come to church? 30 pieces of silver bought you as a slave from darkness into the house where it was casted. Why are we in church? Judas Iscariot. Why is Judas Iscariot doing that? Because it was prophesied to him in the book of Genesis that all nations will gather under his son when he comes. Why is he back? Because the prophecy says when Shiloh comes, he had to witness Shiloh, that's Christ. Come on. It's going to be difficult for you to flow in anything that God does if you don't know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, you can't flow in prayer, you can't flow with Holy Spirit, you can't operate and function with angels, and you will battle with basics because you are in deficiency of the knowledge of Him. The Bible says people who know their God shall be strong and do what? Mighty. Receive that grace. You have to know your God. Now, the whole day Christ worked, where was his salary, 30 pieces of silver? It was in the kingdom of darkness. Why was it in the kingdom, kept in the kingdom of darkness? Because the kingdom of darkness captured every soul as a slave. Remember the temptation of Jesus Christ? He was shown different kingdoms of darkness. What attracted him in the kingdom of darkness is souls that Satan annexed. Now, Judas Iscariot took the money and did fulfill the prophecy, went to the temple. He did not give them. He threw it into the temple exactly the way Zechariah threw it. And then Jesus was watching him at the cross. He could not say it is finished until money is on the floor. What was that money for? Purchasing of slaves and souls. What was that money for? Open up the church. I thought you would say, Prachtig.
I want you to flow. You know, the other thing about Christ, you got to understand the deeper revelation of who Christ was. The Ark of the Covenant, right? Remember the Ark of the Covenant? It had a sharp one end, another sharp the other end. You want to know why Christ was beaten 39 times at the back? Huh? That was the mark of the Ark of the Covenant. How so? The measurements of the Ark of the Covenant, the breadth is 3 feet, the length is 9 feet, that is 39. When they were beating him up, it was not just to hurt him. They were giving him a mark that he who will rise between two angels. He is the Ark himself. What was the power behind the Ark of the Covenant? Resurrection power. God said, make an ark for me. Make two angels. And then it's Mary Magdalene who went to the tomb. He saw how many angels? 2 angels. One angel, one end. Another angel, the other end. Exactly the way they are on the Ark of the Covenant. And Christ rose between 2 angels. What were Jews carrying when they carried the ark? Christ. They were not just humiliating him. They were driven by something that will expose who he was. 39 stripes is 39. 39. Length and breadth of the ark with 2 angels side by side. That's Christ. Now, when the prophet writes, by his stripes, you are healed. You want to know what? Transfer or transmit healing. The resurrection power of Christ from the tomb, which raised him. He died with wounds. He resurrected completely healed. That's why Isaiah writes, by his stripes. Why don't just say amen? After this service, I wish we eat burekos so that you be okay. I want us to move into, you know, terrains of the weight that are not touched by other teachers of the weight because people feel they are uncomfortable or the Lord is not yet revealed. Holy Spirit suppresses revelations for a specific season. Now listen very carefully. The Ark of the Covenant. How do you pray for people for healing? You just say, be healed in the name of Jesus. No, it must not be like that. You must have a memory of how Christ was raised. He never limped of pains. Now, what is the power which must come out of you to that patient who's sick? The power that raised him from the dead, that got him whole when he resurrected, you possess it. That's the reason why I want to repeat this. If you don't understand how systems operate. Now, many of you think healing will come because of the anointing. Healing will come because of a dimension of the Holy Spirit. No, healing comes because you have a revelation of what raised Christ. Healed. And he had to be beaten 39 times. And Isaiah writes, by his stripes. Which stripes? What is the meaning of the stripes? The entire Ark of the Covenant. Meaning you possess the power of the Ark of the Covenant when you pray for a sick person. Can we reveal how systems operate so that you understand? You will see this moving easily. Because you know. My people perish because of lack of anointing. Lack of knowledge. Now let's continue. I want you to understand Christ again. When Christ said it is finished, the Bible says it is an abomination for a person to be hanged on a tree. The Bible says he was made sin. But 2 gentlemen were hanged from the house of Judah. How did Judah killed himself. He was made a curse. And where did he die? In the Gentiles' gravesite. Why? Because Gentiles don't have an Abrahamic connection. And then his bowels open, his blood went straight to the gravesite. So that when Mashiach, Jesus Christ, blow the trumpet for the resurrection of the dead, even the Gentiles will rise. What was the assignment of Judas Iscariot? Go to the gravesite, end your life, but the blood covenant of Abraham must even impact the dead who are not in the Abrahamic covenant. I'm challenging you to invite Holy Spirit when you read the Bible. How many are saying I'm going to start inviting Holy Spirit for a better lecture? I am not watching anybody's teachings or preaching. I just invite him. I kneel down and say, Holy Spirit, I'm illiterate. Please, please come and teach me. Now listen very carefully. How many of you are still going to mock Judas Iscariot? How many of you are going to create demons that don't exist, that be careful of the spirit of Judas Iscariot? You see, Freaky is a Judas. Marike, be careful of Freaky. Freaky is a Judas. He's got a Judas spirit. There's nothing like a Judas spirit. Stop creating demons that don't exist. Freaky is not... not a Judas, doesn't have a Judas spirit. You don't understand what was the whole thing. In military, there's what we call camouflage. You remember the old Bure Sadaf? It used to wear those brownies. Yes, that looks like hippos and Kaspers, G5, G6, Raygard, you name them. Even their R4 had the brownie stuff. I remember, the kingdom was on a camouflage mode for Satan not to see. Satan took out his money into the church. You know, I do spiritual warfare, right? When we go, let me declassify some of the things. When we go into the realm of the spirit for spiritual warfare, I normally team up with specific group of angels, right? Now, there are certain demonic powers that will tell you that one attended the crucifixion of Christ, meaning he's of the highest of the high in rank. You know what we do? We insult them first through Judas Iscariot. Have you seen a man or a woman grieving, crying? Have you ever seen, you know, you've grieved at some point? Have you ever grieved for somebody who died and cried? Huh? If you can tell those kind of devils that you traitors, that's what I do. You even gave Judas Iscariot your money to buy souls. They won't fight you. Those devils grieve. They don't just cry because you call on the name of Jesus. When they remember what Christ did, they cry like, you'll even feel pity for the devil. Huh? Why is he grieving? They cry like it happened yesterday. They never thought God can do such a thing. You know, what was Calvary all about? I've got a gun. You tell your enemy, load me, I want to shoot you. And you load, and he shoots you. That's what the devil, God did. He just brought a gun and said, you've got a bullet, right? I've got a gun. Load. That's the end. How is it going to be like? That's how Calvary was. Why are you in church? Three Bob.
the old tripop. You remember the old tripop of 30 cents of Afro National Party? We used to call it borrow me tripop. Tripop. Where is it from? The corners of the darkness. Load me. Throw it into the church. Judas went. And then after that he went away to the tomb, to the gravesite of Gentiles to do the Abrahamic connection. When the Bible says the dead in Christ shall be raised, did Christ shed his blood at the gravesite? No. Who did that? You will never, ever talk bad about Jesus Christ. That's the beginning of knowing who Christ is. Come on. Come on. You know, church is full of emotionalism. That's what we were discussing with Harry some years back. That, you know, over 10 years back. We sat down to say, you know what, we must teach the way to it. Because the last army that God will raise, they won't be raised because they fell down slain by the power. They will move in power because they know who God is. And receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. What must be your prayer item? Father, I just want to know you. I just want to know you. Power is not on fasting the whole year. Power is not on praying for 8 hours. Power is knowledge. Why do we have load shedding? Come on, talk to me. Why do we have load shedding? They don't know the systems. They are busy destroying things. We are in the dark. 9 months later, there will be a lot of pregnancies. There's going to be baby boom in this nation. You load shedding. What caused load? What created load shedding? They did not know. They don't know how systems operate. Why Denel, Eskom, and all those things are falling before you talk about corruption? They don't know the systems. Those who created them never sat down with them to teach them the systems and how they work. Why is the church weak? Why is the church not advancing? And why is the church prophesying what the world is prophesying? Are you aware America is about to collapse economically? Huh? And immediately when it collapses, there's going to be global hunger. Pensions are going to disappear. Did you know we only need 2 born-again Christians who knows the Lord to reverse that? It will be reversed. Where are they? They don't know. Why don't they know? They don't understand systems. You know, we've been saying, pray. But I came to the knowledge that why must they pray if they don't know Him? Let's move on. The next step. Christ. That's the first main thing you must know. Now, even when He introduced Holy Spirit, what did Christ say? He said, He will glorify me. Meaning Holy Spirit will glorify Christ. Let's come back to you. How much are you anointed? Can I shock you? Highly anointed. How much of God's glory do you have? That cannot be measured. How connected are you with Christ? Closer than close, that you don't even feel Him. He's just part of you. Many people think if they don't feel goosebumps, Christ is not there. No, you don't feel Him because He's just part of you. Just like the clothes you were wearing, in the morning when you wear them, you feel them. You feel that fabric. You do no longer feel that fabric now because it's part of you. He's not far. He's not far. He's just part of you. Let's come back to this. I believe you'll understand this better. What are we going to do in these last days? We are going to preach Christ and Him crucified. Now, the Bible says we must teach Christ and Him crucified. Now, if we have to share about Him crucified, we can't exclude Judas. How he opened up the church with strap up. You are washed by the blood. You were sold by the blood. But there was a financial transaction which was involved in church by two parties. One from the tribe of Judah, and then it had to be received by the elders of the church with the devil present. Now, you're going to see cancers healing. You're going to see incurable diseases being healed because you now know the 39 stripes. What do they symbolize? The Ark of the Covenant. And where's the power of the Ark of the Covenant? The power that raised Christ from the dead. And then where is it? The Bible says the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells amongst you. And then the Ark of the Covenant has how many angels? Two side by side. What were they carrying? Those high priests? They were carrying the tomb of Christ. That he who will rise between two angels, he who will rise without them knowing, between two angels. Measurements, three breaths, and then 39. And the devil was happy, not knowing. He's declaring that the Jews will never ever found the Ark of the Covenant. Never. It disappeared immediately when Christ resurrected. Even when his 12 disciples, a group of early Christians, watched him ascend into heaven, when they were busy looking at him, two angels came before him and said, "Men from Galilee, why are you watching him like that?" Who are those two angels? The angels that were a riddle of the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark himself went to glory. That's why Jews cannot find it. They will only make a replica. Let's come back to you. Do you really know Jesus? Is there anybody who says, next time when you come here, we pray that he be revealed more? You know, Christ, it's so full of confidence. He trusts you. Did you know that he trusts his word? But above all, he trusts you. I know you don't trust yourself. Let's be fair. You went through stuffs. You did stuffs. You don't trust yourself. But can I shock you? He trusts you. And you are the most trusted in heaven, such that you are living in times such as this. Careless about what you go through, careless about what you call weakness, careless about stuff that happened in your life, careless about your past. You don't even know your past, by the way. You are just confused by concepts that are created by men. You know, you've got a past history which is not good. His past normally visit him. What past are you talking about? You want to know your past? How many of you want to know their past? Your past is glorious, glittering, outstanding, powerful. I knew you before you were born. I called you a prophet before conception. Don't tell me your 1970s, 80s, 90s, when you mess up, it's your past. That's not your past, it's your encounter. Your past is deep. Your past is where you were in God. Out of all the things that God created, God never created wings for you, because he didn't want, the last time he created wings for angels, they flew and ran away from him, led by Satan. A third of them flew. He never wanted you to leave from his presence. That's why you don't have wings. Where's your past? When he anointed you, synchronized you with a specific time frame that you will manifest. Many of you think, you know, many people, they think opposition, rivalism, hatred from haters and all those things start now. It doesn't start now. It started during conception. You were contested. Conception, it's more than comrade marathon. You had the healthiest tail. Better than the rest. And you had to outrun millions. And there were millions who were full of jealousy that you cannot make it. We are contesting you. When men gather to contest you, it's not for the first time. It started during conception. You know what were you running for? A beam of light. When a semen contact an egg, come in contact with an egg for fertilization, a fertilizing semen zoom, a light from the Father. Go research it, you will find it. That light, it's a spirit man. Blew by the Father. You are not a result of biology. You outrun them all. And in mummies, what do you call the system, doctor? Doctor Daddy, what do you call? The inside of a woman is very hostile. There are terrible soldiers that kills many. Because they assume these semens are enemies into the body. And they fight and kill many. But you survived. Here you are. Why did you survive? I knew you before you were born. Where is your past? I knew you before you were born. I called you before conception. What is your past? Before conception. What is your past? Glittering. No sin. Glory. Power. Anointing. Why is Holy Spirit coming into your life? To remind you of your past. You know, when you have got a serious problem that when you start with your past, you start with your ex. You know, I can't forgive what he did to me. He was so sweet and everything changed. You call it your past. That's not your past. Your past is deep. It's known by Holy Spirit. It's known by the Father. It's known by Christ. It's known by angels. Gideon. Where was Gideon from? A poor family. And how did the angel of the Lord address him? He addressed him according to his past encounters in another space. On another timeline. Gideon, mighty man of valor. Did he fought any battles yet? No. Where does this angel know him from? His past. Now, the reason why our deliverance fails to deliver people from their past encounters is because we start with the wrong past. Now let's come back. As I'm closing, Holy Spirit said, go and share about Christ. When you go there, don't open up your Bible. You'll be tempted to share things I did not tell you to share to them. And tell them, I, the Spirit of the Lord, am coming into their life so that we join a team to glorify Christ.
They will move in power because you will have taught them what healing is, what deliverance is. What must you be delivered from? Many people have created demons, eh? Huh? I was a Freemason before I got born again. Then what? Huh? I was a witch before I got born again. Then what? What is witchcraft? You know, I was involved into a lot of things, you know. There was a lot that happened before I got born again. No. You encountered experiences before you got born again, but that is not your past. Your past is glittering, it's outstanding. They even gave you a wrong name if you don't know. Your parents did not pray for that name. They just call you Freaky because you look like a Freaky. Freaky! Johan! Peter! They never prayed. You'll be so shocked when you enter heaven. They call you by your exact name. Oh, mommy did not know this. No, mommy just saw a bouncy baby. There's a home affairs in heaven. Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that you've got? There's a home affairs in heaven. Did you know that? Did you know that you've got an identity document in heaven? How many of you know that there's an identity document for me in heaven? You want to know how many numbers are on that identity document? Huh? How many numbers? How many numbers do you have on your hair? That's the exact number. Because you are numbered with everything that God has created.